Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ben Carr. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nays throws the ball into Spurgeon, who tags Maynisch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. McManus scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Fothergill steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Heilman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk takes first base on ball 4. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lutzk moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson bunts towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Lutzk moves to third. Carr moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lutzk scores. Carr scores. Spurgeon moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Nays moves to second. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavner strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Stoner covering. Safe. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoner covering, for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue bunts towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Heilman moves to second. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Heilman scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr fires to first and picks off Warner. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Ben Carr. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener is hit by the pitch. Stoner moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus bunts towards third. Lutsk juggles the ball. That's an error on Lutsk. Stoner moves to third. Tavener moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to home to get Stoner. Tavener moves to third. McManus moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Tavener scores. McManus scores. Mainisch moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heilman is walked intentionally. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mainisch scores. Fothergill scores. Heilman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamieson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Summa reaches second base with a double. Spurgeon moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Summa scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Pat McNulty pinch runs for Rube Lutsk. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Jake Miller. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jamieson hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp now playing third base. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Hyne Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. George Gherkin pinch runs for Joe Sewell. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Gherkin moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.